Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Breaking news right now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area. Smoke billowing from a San Francisco high-rise forcing several floors to evacuate. The overnight fire and the rush to get people out safely.
Plus, most of California getting a coronavirus curfew. We're live with what you are and are not allowed to do in the Bay Area.
Angry Alameda County parents make a last-ditch effort to keep their schools open. The final vote made just hours ago. Good morning, everyone. It is Friday, November 20th. I'm Michelle Griego.
And I'm Lynn Keyes. Good morning to you. Friday's here and the weekend is in view. The next step is having a great forecast, Mary.
And I can give it to you. Yeah, we are looking at great weather ahead. Love to be able to give you nice weather for today and actually for the weekend ahead. So we are looking at mostly sunny skies, mild temperatures. Enjoy it. So here's a live look with the Mark Hopkins Hotel camera. And we are looking at partly cloudy skies and chillier temperatures. We're down to the 30s, 40s, and 50s this morning. So 40 in Concord, Oakland coming in at 46, 43 in Livermore, 50 in San Francisco, 43 for San Jose and Santa Rosa down to 36 degrees. So definitely colder as we start off the day. If you are heading out the door, definitely want to bundle up this morning. As we look to our temperatures in the afternoon, upper 50s to low to mid 60s. So a little bit above average for this time of year, 65 in San Jose for a high, 66 in Concord, 65 for San Rafael, 65 for Oakland, and 63 degrees for San Francisco. We'll talk about the weekend and what you can expect as well as into next week for that Thanksgiving Day forecast details in just a few minutes. But now let's check in with Gianna. And how's it looking across the Bay Bridge this morning?
It's looking good, Mary. If you are taking the Bay Bridge this morning, getting ready to head out the door, you are in luck. We're not seeing any delays or brake lights just yet. In fact, it is mostly Friday light on our Bay Area bridges this morning. So an easy ride out of the East Bay, Oakland to Emeryville, westbound, heading across the span into San Francisco. No delays on the lower deck. We are tracking just a bit of slowing as you head into the Altamont Pass, but nothing major, no accidents or incidents, and nothing like it is between Monday through Thursday. Everything's pretty clear today with the easy ride between 205 over towards 680.
I'm Ann Makovic at the Live News Desk, and firefighters still on the scene of this apartment fire in San Francisco. It broke out just after 1 a.m. on the 11th floor of this apartment building on Davis Court, and when firefighters got there, they had to rescue several people. Two of them ended up with minor injuries. As for the damage, the flames burnt through several apartments, and there's smoke damage throughout much of the building. But luckily, since part of it is made of concrete, some of the people who left their homes in the middle of the night will be able to return. And right now, many of them are hanging out in muni buses for warmth there in the financial district. And they have some really intense stories of escape.
When we came down, we looked out to the building and we saw some smoke coming out of one of the balconies. And then out of nowhere, it's like a huge kind of burst of flames. And when the flames are coming, then we were just seeing all the black smoke come up at the top.
It was like a movie. You could not see down the hallway. The smoke was so thick.
And there were no sprinklers in the building, which was a challenge for firefighters. Right now, they're still trying to figure out the cause and the origin of this fire. We'll stay on top of their investigation. Back to you.
With coronavirus cases skyrocketing and Thanksgiving just days away, every county in the purple tier is about to be under a new statewide curfew. That includes Contra Costa, Alameda, Sonoma, Napa, and Santa Clara counties.
Let's get right to Kit Doe live in San Jose to break down what you can and you cannot do. Kit.
So this is basically like the lockdown we had back when it all began in March, but only now this time it applies in the nighttime hours. So this limited stay-at-home order is for counties in the purple tier, and it's in effect from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m., and it lasts for 1 month. You're supposed to avoid gathering with people outside your household within those hours. Essential work is exempt. Restaurants must close at 10 p.m. with the exception of takeout and delivery. Grocery shopping is okay, and walking your dog at night is okay as well. Dr. Mark Galey, the state's health secretary, says a number of factors went into this decision. The colder weather is increasing indoor activity and more mixing of households, which comes with the reopening. Now, people tend to let their guard down in those late hours as they gather with friends.
masks come down, maybe some additional activities that increase transmission. So a focused, targeted effort to really reduce those activities while still allowing some other things to occur.
It's a serious, serious, serious wake-up call. And, you know, we right now we have ICU capacity, we have inpatient capacity. That doesn't necessarily last forever.
And that was Dr. George Rutherford at UCSF. He says curfews like this have worked in Europe, but mostly because their bars are open. Here in California, the bars have been closed. So this new curfew does not come with any kind of guidance about enforcement. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we will hear from law enforcement agencies about that. But the curfew goes into effect tomorrow night at 10 p.m. We're live in San Jose. Kit Doe, KPIX 5.
A curfew is ridiculous. I mean, they're inside anyway, so what do we need a curfew for? There's nothing open. I got takeout food. There's nothing open.
Folks in Alameda County having some strong opinions about the new state order. County Health Officer Nicholas Moss says it's not intended to hurt businesses.
It's a lot for our residents to deal with on top of all the other restrictions, but I am hopeful that this will help limit people's opportunity to get exposed to COVID and to pass it on to others.
Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf held a virtual town hall meeting last night. She spoke about getting through the holidays during a pandemic and what this latest curfew really means. And today, other Bay Area mayors are holding a joint virtual rally to encourage people to get flu shots and get tested for COVID-19. Santa Clara County officials will also lay out the various services available for people. It all starts at 11 this morning.
This is why the state is cracking down. We are seeing the highest daily case count since late July. More than 11,000 new cases and 106 deaths. The positivity rate has shot up more than 50% in just the past 2 weeks. And a live look at SFO. The CDC is echoing California's advice, warning Americans not to travel over Thanksgiving. The agency recommends a virtual holiday instead. And if you need to travel, a Taiwanese company created special suits to shield travelers as much as possible. Take a look. The raincoat-like jackets seal the wrists and waist and include a tight-fitted hood, leaving just the eyes exposed. The company is now working on branching out beyond the Asian market. Happening today, Kaiser Permanente will reveal details on its expansion of a COVID-19 vaccine trial to 12 to 17-year-olds in Santa Clara and Sacramento. Over the past several weeks, the vaccine has already been administered to 16 and 17-year-olds. Kaiser hopes to enroll a total of 2,000 teen participants. And remember, you can stay up to date with all the latest on the coronavirus through our new app. It gives you easy 24/7 access to CBSN Bay Area and KPIX newscasts.
An update in Alameda County. After weeks of heated debate, the Newark Unified School District is restructuring, and one elementary school on the chopping block has been saved. Here's what was decided. Next school year, Graham Elementary will stay open, but it will take in students from Snow Elementary, which will close. And then the following school year, Music Elementary will be shut down. Those kids will be moved to two other schools yet to be decided. That's also when all sixth graders will be moved to junior high. That will make room in the elementary schools. And this was the scene most of the afternoon ahead of the final vote outside the school district offices. These parents mainly protesting the closure of Graham, which district leaders chose to save last night.
This is a community that is already underprivileged. It's disadvantaged. It already faces language barriers.
Don't interrupt our lives in a time that's already so hard for me and my family.
Well, this is all part of an effort to cut costs to make up for a projected $6 million budget shortfall.
New this morning, a new housing project at the El Cerrito Plaza BART station has been given the okay. The plan is to build housing on the parking lot, 780 housing units, and possibly a new public library. The project is expected to be 49% below market rate, with at least 37% affordable units for families of four earning less than $104,000 a year. While the Board of Directors has chosen a building developer, the details still need to be sorted out.
Developing this morning, another major problem at California's unemployment agency. A new audit found that since the start of the pandemic, the EDD has sent out at least 38 million pieces of mail, which included full Social Security numbers. The agency was reportedly informed of the issue a year ago. The audit urges immediate changes. EDD officials have promised to have everything fixed by next summer.